So having given this rather glowing account of Purna's Buddha world, or rather this world, at the time when Purna becomes a Buddha, the Buddha, that it was a Shakyamuni, then proceeds to predict 500 other disciples to perfect Buddhahood, and of course they're very delighted with his prediction, and they feel as though they've suddenly gained possession of something wonderful. And they tell a story, they tell a parable. They tell the parable of the drunken man and the jewel. And it's this that I'm now going to read. And they say, world-honored one, it is as if some man goes to an intimate friend's house, gets drunk, and falls asleep. Meanwhile, his friend, having to go forth on official duty, ties a priceless jewel within the man's garment as a present, and departs. The man, being drunk and asleep, knows nothing of this. On arising, he travels onwards till he reaches some other country where, striving for food and clothing, he labours diligently, undergoes exceeding great hardship, and is content even if he can obtain but a little. Later, his friend happens to meet him and speaks thus, "Tut, sir, how is it you have come down to this, merely for the sake of food and clothing? Wishing you to be in comfort and able to satisfy your five senses, I formerly, in such a year and month, and on such a day, tied a priceless jewel within your garment. Now as of old it is present there, yet you in ignorance are slaving and worrying to keep yourself alive. How very stupid! Go you now and exchange that jewel for what you need, and for ever hereafter live as you will, free from poverty and shortage." So that's their story, that's their parable. Now I'm sure that the general meaning of this parable is fairly clear, but I want to comment on just a few points and then deal directly with the symbolism of the jewel. The symbolism of the jewel, not only in context of the parable, but in the context of the Mahayana generally, and this will bring us to the jewel in the lotus.